John Budd is the head of communications for UNICEF in Indonesia, and he joins us from Jakarta. John Budd, we were told by reporter Sean Donnan that the Indonesian government has been very wary of outsiders, NGOs, and others going into Aceh. Does UNICEF have the green light right now to send relief workers to that area of the country?
Yes, we do. And tomorrow, the government and a number of international NGOs will go to Bandar Aceh, which is the provincial capital, in order that they can work out what is required up there and what has to be done.
We've heard, I'm sure you've heard as well, that water is in short supply, fresh drinking water.
Yes, that's correct. UNICEF has taken the view that we will probably have a real problem with disease in Bandar Aceh and other parts of the province.
What, when you say a real problem with disease, what specifically are UNICEF's concerns?
Diarrhea amongst young people. Late on Thursday or early Friday, we will have special health kits flown in from Europe, and those health kits will be able to be given to 200,000 people up there and be able to be used for approximately 2 weeks.
How long do you think it's going to take? For starting now, how many days do you think it'll be before supplies of that sort are actually on the ground?
We're hoping the weekend, and one of the purposes of tomorrow's mission will be to assess the infrastructure that's on the ground that's able to deliver those health kits.
And does the weekend save lives, or is that still too late for many children?
It will be late for some children, there's no question about that, but we're hoping that we will be able to save a lot of lives nonetheless.
Mr. Budd, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
John Budd, who is head of communications for UNICEF in Indonesia, speaking to us from the Indonesian capital, Jakarta.